One of the things that I like about springtime in Michigan is seeing the fields being plowed up, ready for planting. Just this past week and going to a doctor's appointment, I was noticing already the corn sprouting up. This is such a common sight for us that oftentimes we can maybe not pay attention and take for granted. This was also common in Jesus' audience of his day also, as he gives the lesson for today. They may have thought while he was preaching, looking over the farmland, may have been thinking to themselves, what has this to do with the kingdom of God? And the answer, everything. First thing to note, God's kingdom will come with or without our help. God loves the world too much to depend solely on our ability or inability to bring the kingdom into being. Martin Luther understood this very aspect about kingdom living, when he wrote the explanation of the second petition of the Lord's Prayer that we pray every week, Thy kingdom come. He wrote, in fact, God's kingdom comes into our own without our prayers. But we ask in this prayer that it might come to us as well. He goes on, each time we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're asking God to let his kingdom take root in our lives and shape us to his will, not our own. Now, when you think about that, that's a pretty, pretty daring request. We are asking God's will to be done in and through us, and if we truly mean those words, we ought to be prepared for some surprises. And Jesus explains the surprising way God's kingdom grows in us by using the parable of the mustard seed. The first thing we hear in the parable, although our faith might be small, as the mustard seed, the outcome can become huge. But we miss the full intent of what Jesus is saying if we don't understand the type of mustard plant Jesus is referring to. His audience must have been shocked when he compared the kingdom to that mustard plant. The mustard plant would not be a farmer's desire for cultivating to produce. It is not the crop that would produce mustard that you and I would put on our hot dogs. It's much larger and invasive shrub. Mustard was prolific, like a common weed, a sturdy common weed. It could pop up almost anywhere and would multiply over and over and over. And some of Jesus' listeners must have groaned when he used that example. It'd be like using the example of thistles for us. The mustard seed was bigger and more useful. It did have some range of medicinal qualities. In any case, the kingdom of God apparently isn't much of a crash crop. Yet it grows. It is not easily eradicated. And good luck keeping it out of your well-manicured garden or farmland. Better be careful what you pray for when you say, Thy kingdom come. Jesus here is using some humor. Jesus often uses sarcasm, especially with the Pharisees. Here he's using some humor to get his point across. When Jesus refers to the mustard plant as the greatest of all shrubs, you can believe that some of the listeners just shook their head. It would be like if Art Profoc calling the autumn olive the greatest shrub of all. When people imported the autumn olive from Asia, they thought it was a cultivated shrub for wildlife habitat and soil erosion control. Now it is seen as the worst of invasive plant species. We miss the point of Jesus' parable if we think He is praising the mustard plant as the finest shrub in Palestine. Instead, Jesus is trying to shock his listeners to come to a new understanding of God's reign in their life. Being God's kingdom people, having God reign in our life, is not neat and tidy as some would like to think. Think about it. We are in transition. We are no longer in neat and tidy. God's reign in our lives is going to stretch us beyond where we might want to be stretched. God's reign doesn't simply call us to worship, it calls us to serve. God's reign isn't something that we can possess, it possesses us. In other words, being God's kingdom people, having God reign in our life will take over our lives. Anything else is just plain church and will not impact our lives as God intends. And yes, that is good news. Because only when God is in control can we have that peace that he wants us to have. Only when we are all shook up can change happen. Paul gets that in the second lesson as he writes, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away, and see, something new is coming. Something new is coming." God's reign in our life changes us. We pray for his kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Come to us. And when it does, we are a new creation. Because we are open to God's Spirit to guide and to lead us in new ways. Our faith is not dormant. It is not a dormant seed, dead and buried. It is alive and growing, producing new possibilities to live under God's rule, living as God's kingdom people. And God's people say,
Amen.